Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. As always, as you know, it's my pleasure to be able to spend some time with you and to never take your time for granted. I always try to make sure that we value your time and make sure that you feel that that what you invest in us is time and energy well spent. And we do that by bringing with us on the show some really smart people. Every one of these guys, all of our Brain Trust members are smarter than me, like John Deaney. He's like 16 levels higher than me in intelligence. He's the president of Management Performance Network. He's the author of an outstanding little booklet called 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. And he is the leading Tab Boards franchisee on the planet. He's our good friend. John, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you. It's good to have you back, as always. John, one of the things that I've really enjoyed doing over the last several years has been to contemplate and to recognize and to visually see on a chart and to contemplate the impact of what are called the generational waves. Things that we know that there are so many GI generation, my parents, your parents' age, there's the lost generation in the middle, then there's the boomers and the Xers and the Ys, and you got a half a dozen generations here, and plotted out on a continuum, it turns into a wave. And as those waves age and move through life down the timeline, it changes. It has an impact on the marketplace, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, our generation, the boomers, is the biggest of all.
Yeah, almost 80 million.
Right, we're the pig in the python, as they say.
Well, exactly. And that's another great metaphor to use. That's a good way to say it. And the only thing to compare with that hasn't even been finished yet, and that's the what they call the echo boomers, or the Y generation, which is the ones under 20 or so. And my demographers tell me that we're not even through making all that generation. That may be as much as 100 million.
Yeah, well, we're back to having kids, which is probably going to save the economy of the U.S. compared to the situation in Europe and parts of Asia.
And Japan, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing, though. You wrote an article, an outstanding article, one of the best I've ever seen on this topic, about the aging of the boomers and what that's going to do to the business selling sector of the marketplace.
Yeah, well, I started looking at it, and actually I came across a piece about 6 months ago, and it really struck me because working with the tab boards, working with business owners, I'm sure you hear it all the time. These kids don't want to work like we worked. The new generation doesn't have the same ethic.
They're motivated differently.
Right, they don't stick with a job. And this is a very, very short piece that somebody gave me that they got in a seminar. And it said, you know, characteristics of the baby boom generation. And it said, invented the two-income family and the 60-hour work week.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I had to think, well, maybe it's us. You know,
maybe there's something wrong with us, huh?
I mean, you remember, you know, our parents. You know, mom usually stayed home. Dad usually worked Monday through Friday.
Right.
And, you know, my dad was a salesman, and he had a small home office that he spent maybe, you know, a couple hours a week in doing his expense reports. But that was about it for outside normal working hours.
Well, and I remember that there was plenty of pressure on, in my family, we had five children. There were five siblings, counting me, and there was plenty of pressure on having enough money to raise that family, but I don't remember my dad talking about a lot of pressure from work.
No.
There was pressure maybe on the income level, but not. He didn't come home saying, you know, I hate my boss or whatever.
I don't even think that opportunity was there. Our parents were more likely to take a second job.
My dad did.
And my dad did too.
He did, absolutely.
because there wasn't any structure for working a 60-hour work week in your main job. And the boomers came along, and we wanted it all.
Don't forget there was one other thing. Inflation hit us. About the time our families came along, inflation hit us, and we had to kick it into high gear.
True. But we kicked it into real high gear.
Right.
I mean, the productivity of a 40 or 45-hour work week for a household income compared to the productivity and income of a 120-hour work week of two parents out there working 60.
Right.
Just dwarfs it. That's why the boomers, became such a consumer society.
And we were introduced to more stuff, and we wanted it.
All.
Yeah.
Every single bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But because there were so many of us in the workplace, it got very, very competitive. And as we entered the corporations, there were six boomers going for every rung on the ladder. And there wasn't room for American business to just absorb them all and advance them steadily like they did our parents. Nor did we want to work that schedule, nor, advance as slowly, in quotes, as our parents did.
Mm-hmm.
So we left corporate America in droves and formed our own companies.
I'm one, you're one.
And so are, 60 million others?
Right.
Small business owners, the vast majority of us are boomers.
Right. Well, the total small business owners is estimated around 28 million.
28 million, is that what
yeah.
the number is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that includes independent contractors, micropreneurs, the official businesses with shingles hanging out, filing any kind of significant income from their business is around 8 million. And the rest are independents and micropreneurs, home-based, that kind of thing.
Well, and according to Richard Jackham, in the $10 trillion opportunity, that's how much those $8 million businesses represent.
Oh, yeah.
$10 trillion in assets to transfer.
Mm-hmm. Over the next 20 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the question
And starting right now.
Yes, we're getting older in the brokerage side of our business. We're getting older boomers now, but they're mostly selling to younger boomers.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly selling to people in their late 40s and early 50s who have finished a corporate career and want another business.
Well, they got a partial retirement and took out their 401k, and they're ready to put it into something.
Right, and they don't plan on retiring.
Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break, folks. John Deeney is our guest. He and I will be right back, and we're going to talk about where is all this going? What does that mean to you and me who have businesses that maybe we're going to sell in 5 or 10 years? And what does it mean to those who want to buy one in 5 or 10 years? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I get a stronger need to feel it. You're not sitting there.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. There is no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there, too. We'll send that to you by real simple syndication if you want us to. The newsletter is by email on Sunday afternoon. John Deeney is our guest. John, give us your website and tell us about Tab Boards.
Our website for our holding company that does the consulting is mpninc.com.
mpninc.inc.
And you can also reach us through tabsanantonio.com.
All right.
And
Tab Boards?
And Tab Boards is the national site, tabboards.com.
And that is?
Tab is?
What is Tab? Tell us what it is.
Tab is groups of business owners that meet monthly, groups of 8 to 10, to help each other work on their businesses.
It's a mastermind peer group kind of thing, right?
Yes. We typically have about 200 years of running a business in a board, and that's almost impossible to duplicate in the average small company. You can't call on that kind of knowledge base when you're running a small business.
Right. And highly confidential, no competitors in the room, so they can find out if there's a Tab Boards near them by going to tabboards.com, right?
Yes, we are. I just saw the numbers yesterday. We are now up to 400 boards in 180 cities.
Right, and your founder, Mr. Fishman, Alan has been on our show before.
Yes, he has. Yep. And he's the author of Seven Secrets of Great Entrepreneurial Masters.
So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And if you, I'm sure, John, if somebody wanted to talk to you about the virtues or the opportunities in Tao Boards, you'd be glad to talk to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I get half a dozen requests a week to do that.
We're talking about this baby boomer wave of businesses that are out there, that some of them are just starting, some of them are maturing. But what's going to happen to these businesses over the next 10 to 20 years? And where's the opportunity going to be for those businesses?
Well, they're all going to have to transition to new ownership. Some of us want to leave early, and some of us want to leave, I had one client tell me that the last sound he wanted to hear on this earth was his forehead hitting his desk, but I don't think that's a bit dramatic.
I can identify with that. I plan on working until I die.
But there's a difference,
John, in working till you die and struggling till you die.
Yes.
See, I don't mind working. I like working. What I don't like is the struggle. That's what I'm working for. Is no more struggle, right?
Right.
I'm tired of grinding.
I want to do something.
Yeah.
Many of the folks I work with that sell their companies, you know, want to spend more time in community service, want to spend more time traveling with their family. They don't want to stop. They don't want to vegetate.
Right.
Entrepreneurs aren't built for vegetation. But, you know, we're all, again, that wave, we're all going to be moving towards selling our businesses at generally the same time.
And there are going to be fewer people who may want to buy those businesses than there are people who want to sell them.
Right. Look at what it takes to run your business now. If you are in your 50s and you are still working a 60-hour week and you're still pulling every weekend to try and keep up and you're still struggling to get a good income out of your business, the next generation is not particularly enthused about that lifestyle.
About buying that opportunity, and plus the fact that where there are almost 80 million of us, there are only about, 40 million of the next generation?
Yes.
It's about half of what we are.
And don't forget, corporate America will need them too.
Yep.
They are competing with salary and benefits and education. And we can't match them dollar for dollar. We've never been able to do that. We've only been able to match them with opportunity for growth.
And the environment.
Right.
But the other thing, John, that small business owners, I think that's a threat potentially for small businesses to sell their businesses, is that the Gen Xers who may be a prospect to buy our businesses may say, well, you know what? I want to be in that industry that guy's selling. But he's doing it the old way. I'm going to do it the new way. I'm going to start a new business and just kick him out of business.
Right.
Because my point is, if you're a small business owner, and I tell people this all the time, John, if you're doing something today that you were doing in the 20th century, you're probably backing up. You're probably not being competitive.
That's true. I mean, we are, as a business, we are a small company. We have 6 employees and 9 contractors that help us run the boards. And we're probably spending about 5 to 7% of our gross revenue annually on technology upgrades. I mean, that's a lot, but we need to be cutting edge. We need to be out there. We need to all be able to communicate all the time with hundreds of people. Even there, the more you do it, the more we look at what we should be doing or could be doing to be even better. So,
well, absolutely.
Resting on your laurels isn't a good idea.
Well, and see, the thing is what, you know, one of the things I tell them, John, is 96.75% of all the things you know you learned in the 20th century, and most of that's obsolete now.
Right.
And if you're doing things today in your business that you were doing in the 20th century, then you're not good. That's not something you're going to be able to sell 5 years from now.
Right.
I mean, you might have figured out a way to make it successful yourself, but somebody else is not going to want to take that on. Hey, John, give us that website again, please.
We're at tabsanantonio.com, and you can find the board nationally at tabboards.com.
Where can they find this article? Is it on your website?
No, it's on AmCity's. It's not up on mine yet. AmCity's Business Journal's carried it, and you should be able to search it under The Boomer Bust.
The Boomer Bust by John Dini, D-I-N-I. Hey, thanks, John, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with Mark Allen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.